What I think makes this picture kind of interesting isn't the image itself, but what brought this image about. If you look on the blog and scroll down, you'll see what this scene looked like, which is pretty bad. There's not really anything remarkable about this scene. And the only reason it turned out in this way for this particular picture is because of the lighting. This is all lighting. I was walking past Theta Pond on the OSU campus, and it was late afternoon, probably like 2, 3 o'clock. So, okay, maybe mid-afternoon. I don't know. And I came across this scene here, this little plant, which I've seen hundreds of times before. Nothing remarkable about it. And it had mostly brown leaves because it was in November. And there were a couple, though, that were kind of orange and red. But again, it was really dull. And if you look at the picture on the blog, if you scroll down, you'll see they looked dull and boring and bland. But because of the angle that the sun was at, it was lighting these things up in this really cool way, almost like they were glowing. And keep in mind, the sun is actually in the background of this picture. Normally, the sun or the light source is behind the photographer, lighting up the subject. But in this case, the source is lighting up the subject, and the photographer is behind the subject. So this is backlit, and that's what's causing the glow. It's something that I don't normally look for or look at, but here it is. And interestingly, this is the same type of picture that I just posted a couple weeks ago where there was a yellow leaf. So, and it was doing the same kind of thing. And I didn't think about that earlier one at all when I took this photo. All I thought was was this image here. I wasn't thinking about anything about the original. So I thought, man, there must be a cool way to capture this. I had my X100F, and the wider focal length of that lens makes shots like this a little tricky because you have to get really close to your subject, and then that can cause some distortion in the subject. The lens on that camera is a 23 millimeter f/2.0, but it's really soft at 2.0. So I shot this at 2.8, which means you don't get the same shallow depth of field as you would with like a 50 or an 85 or a 70-200. It's a different type of shooting. But nevertheless, I was able to get close enough to this photo or to this subject to get some foreground and then the subject and then the background. And I feel like the subject is nice and isolated. It doesn't overlap anything else. There's that foreground element of that leaf right across the middle, kind of blurring, drawing your attention to the leaf. And there's even this weird curvature on the left-hand side of the frame. You can see how it's kind of curved a little bit. I don't know how to describe it, but I think that's a result of how the light is bent in the lens at a wide aperture like that. And it ended up with a really cool picture. I really like this, and it's super sharp. Anyone who says that X100F does not have a sharp lens, they don't know what they're talking about because this lens is perfectly sharp. I probably even could have shot this at f/2.0 and it would be really sharp. But if you're worried about any softness, just stop down a little bit from 2 to 2.5 or 2 to 8, 2.8, and you'll be good to go. This is a really fun picture to shoot. I'm really glad with how it turned out. Normally, I don't shoot raw on that camera, but I did shoot raw intentionally on this. I think I used the Velvia preset just as a starting point and then edited the colors a little bit in Lightroom. But this photo, I had no intention of taking this particular photo. I didn't have anything in mind, but I'm really happy with what I got. And it was a good reminder that even boring, dull situations can be transformed with just a little bit of creative lighting.